AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Florida assessing damage after Hurricane Milton smashed through. Natasha Shannon in Palmetto had the roof torn off her house.
My husband was crying, I was crying, because we just couldn't believe it, because like he's from here, he grew up here. And he's like, it's never hit home. You know, so it goes around, or no water damage, but never this bad.
Millions lost power, and there have been at least 6 deaths reported, but there's also relief Milton wasn't worse. President Biden.
We know life-saving measures did make a difference. More than 80,000 people followed orders to safely shelter last night. And we've had search and rescue teams at the ready.
Speaking to the Detroit Economic Club, former President Trump praised Republican governors in hurricane-ravaged states.
The federal government, on the other hand, has not done what you're supposed to be doing, in particular with respect to North Carolina. They've let those people suffer unjustly.
At a Univision town hall in Las Vegas, Vice President Kamala Harris said leadership needs to recognize the dignity to which people are entitled and not play politics with the issue. In other news, TD banks to pay $3 billion in a money laundering settlement with the Justice Department. In a trial for Sean Diddy Combs on sex trafficking and racketeering charges has been set for May 5th in New York. Margie Zarletta has the latest.
Sean Diddy Combs hugged his lawyers as he entered a New York courtroom on Thursday in his first appearance before Judge Arun Subramanian, who will preside over his trial. One of the issues discussed was efforts by Combs' lawyers to exclude the video of Combs beating his girlfriend, singer Cassie, in a hotel hallway in 2016. Defense attorneys say the Department of Homeland Security leaked that video to CNN in May. Prosecutor Emily Johnson says the claim is baseless and an attempt to exclude a damning piece of evidence. I'm Archie Zarletta.
This is AP News. Ethel Kennedy has died at 96.
Hospitalized after suffering a stroke last week, the family of Ethel Kennedy says she's passed away. The widow of Robert Kennedy raised their 11 children after he was assassinated and remained dedicated to social causes and the family's legacy. In remarks in October of 2012, Kennedy said faith helped her cope after Bobby's death in 1968.
When we lost Bobby, I would wake up in the morning and think, he's okay, he's in heaven. He's with Jack and a lot of my brothers and sisters and my parents. So it made it very easy to get through the day thinking he was okay.
In a statement, the family said Kennedy leaves behind 34 grandchildren and 24 great-great-grandchildren, along with many nieces and nephews, all of whom loved her dearly. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.